Yeah.
Why are we here?
Because we love it, and our listeners love us.
That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. Why? Honestly, did we? Why did we fall short on episodes?
We didn't.
Or we just didn't record yet.
What are you talking about?
Turn me up, by the way. I can't hear
Seriously?
Myself. Just a touch.
I am
just
not going to do this
okay,
all the time.
That works. It's a little loud, but I'm going to live with that. It's a little. Okay. That's good. You finally got the sweet spot. You see what I'm
Now I'm just going to just pretend.
Yeah, you could just tweak it.
Oh, my.
Tweak it like a man's nipple.
Why?
During the act.
I tried. I actually was trying to put my hand on your heart, and then you took it to be
a nipple gesture.
Yeah, but it
no,
wasn't.
But why don't we have this week's stuff recorded already? Because it just... Thursday and Friday were Thanksgiving break. There you go. So now it's like Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're recording this.
Monday. It's Monday.
Well,
and
it's airing
coming out
Monday.
It's
Sorry,
coming
I've
live.
Had a few. I've had a few truth serums while I was playing Xbox
you
with
had
the boys.
Two, and when I picked you up, you looked kind of slant-eyed.
Well, I don't drink much at all anymore. So yeah. The weird thing is, my high-end tolerance is still there. I can put down a 12-pack and be bizarrely functional.
Yeah.
However, I've lost my baby tolerance, as I call it. So you can give me one, and I'm almost like my mom with a glass of wine at the Red Lobster, which is how we dine as a classy family. But she's all slurry, like, I'm sorry, I've had too much. I'm sorry. I'm making a scene.
That's your mom?
Yeah.
No, actually, your mom.
It also doubles as my impression of you and your mom and Harry Carey. And Jim Carrey's. Or,
but
I'm
your
sorry,
mom is
Will
not
Ferrell's
really too
Harry
funny,
Carey.
But after she's had like a glass or two of wine, it really does. Or if she's had a Xanax or a half a Xanax or a quarter of one, or she just sniffed the
so
bottle.
So what you're saying is drugs are cool, really.
We were just talking about this today with a friend of mine who I was telling him that I was talking to a physician. And a lot of times the physicians will say things in confidence, you know, that are very funny, you know, very clever. And it's just, you know, talk about patients or, you know, a chart or a record or whatever.
Miss Stevens is pregnant with a black child. That kind of stuff.
No, but I did have a physician one time. He said to one of my patients who was on suicide watch threatening to kill himself.
Oh, that's a knee slapper already.
Well, he actually,
triangle, triangle.
He told the patient. If he killed himself, it would be tacky to do it around a bunch of people.
It would. It would be selfish.
The other time I was asking him what we were going to do about this patient I had and his ejection fraction from his heart, the output of blood coming out of his heart was very low. So he wasn't able to tolerate the treatments. And so I was asking him, like, what is our long-term care here? Like, what is our care plan for this dude? Like, what do you want us to do? And he said... Tell the family we're just going to let him drift off into the sunset. And I was like,
"Oh,
don't think we can say that."
Wow.
Like you just can't.
That wasn't funny. I thought you were going to be like, have you seen Terminator Salvation? We'll give him the robot heart. Or wait, he had the human heart.
Yeah.
That was maybe the dumbest movie ever.
What,
they
Terminator?
Make a robot shell for Terminator Salvation. Who was the guy?
I actually saw, I think, well, was that the very last Terminator? No, because there was one more after that. Right?
There's T1, T2. Those are the really good ones. Then there's T3, which is literally just Terminator 2.
Okay, but what's the one that came out like maybe
Terminator Salvation
6 years ago or something?
Salvation was like 4, 3, somewhere in that range.
All right, yeah.
Because
I saw it at the theater and it was just ridiculous.
Oh, so
and then
bad.
He was like saying, we'll be back and all that like stuff, like regurgitating his stuff.
Well, no, if he was in it, that's Terminator 3. Rise of the Machines. Terminator Salvation was like Christian Bale. And then is it Sam Washington?
Oh.
The guy who was the hottest thing in Hollywood for 6 months. He like starred in Avatar and he starred in this.
What was he in Avatar? The cripple?
Yeah, he was the cripple.
But he did something. He just did something, I think, didn't he?
Really?
I don't know. Can you look it up? I'm
no,
slow.
I don't remember his name. It's like Sam Washington or Sam Worthington.
Oh, because with the twang or whatever. Yeah, he just did something, I think. I think he did.
Anyhow,
I was like, oh, he got a job.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Like now, literally, I think you can pay to piss on him.
Yeah. I mean, that's rough, but.
And just like quote Avatar to you. Like you could piss in his face and then he'd go, I see you.
Actually, you know what? I was very kind of anti-Avatar and I did not want to see it. And it was just... I just didn't really want to. But I actually, for the like the first big like 3D thing, and I actually didn't see it in like, what do you call it? The
IMAX?
Yes, correct. I didn't see it in IMAX, and I didn't see it in a, like, even the theater that I saw it in didn't even have stadium seating. But with the glasses.
Was it 3D or?
Yeah, yeah, it was 3D, and we did do the glasses and everything. And I really was amazed in that small theater.
I saw it once with and once without.
I don't know that I would be as engaged, and I didn't like all the tail sex and all that. Like, I could just.
Oh, yeah, how you jab your, like, devil tail or a braid into the animal's butthole.
Oh,
and then you
could
control it with your brain.
I think it's just tail to tail, isn't it? I don't think it's buttholes. I mean, maybe that was your interpretation.
I was
like, he put it in his cookie.
Yeah, he just stuck it in the old USB port.
There, see? That's what I'm talking about.
And then bam, instant control. Oh, you're listening to Papa's Basement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank.
That's me.
The show's website's inpapasbasement.com.
Yep.
New shows every Monday, every Thursday. Out of all the social media stuff we're going to promote today, it's Facebook. Spotlight on Facebook. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Give us a like. We're so close to 500.
Are we?
We farted around like 490 for months.
Yeah.
Just get us to 500, guys, if you're listening.
But actually, when I
started. You don't even have to like us. We don't really pimp anything all that disagreeable. Some people you like.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly get assaulted.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Like, especially friends have groups. No. This isn't a wink and a nod.
No. I'm just saying. No. I'm saying, like, what kind of groups? What do you mean? Like my fitness thing or whatever?
No, certain people will make like a group. I got certain friends that want to do like comedy
I
guess.
Yeah, I got you.
And they just post
and then the serious
funny
people,
photos,
religious
like,
people.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Long story short, you'll get 10 updates a day.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
No, we really don't.
I put like a silly picture up 4 times a week.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get the 2 shows.
Yeah.
Their notification of their posting and then my writing whenever that happens.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's infrequent.
Mm-hmm. You were on a roll there for a while. So.
Yeah. Who likes that? Who likes that? But check us out on Facebook and also iTunes. Please find us on iTunes, Papa's Basement. Look at Papa's Basement on iTunes. And also, if you can, Papa's Football Podcast. If you like football, manly American football.
I love it. I cannot get enough of that show.
Not footy, sissy footy that they have in Europe. We do that show as well.
I got you.
But yeah, I've had a couple, and I can't handle a couple like I used to. Like when you had to stay sober so that you could get home and not have your parents catch you. I just ate a bunch of pizza, had some High Lifes.
Oh, man, I could really go for some pizza.
Oh, we ate it all.
I'm trying
to. You mind being like remotely on mic, by the way?
I'm trying to, but the thing is that these headphones keep going in and out.
Oh, so you have to pull out your Beats by Dre.
Yes.
I like how you're broke, but you have Beats by Dre.
I am not. You keep saying I'm broke. I'm not broke.
Whenever I get off my ass and make the PayPal collection for you.
Yes.
How about you pretend you're broke?
Okay, but I mean, you can have a standard of living, but I mean.
I'm glad that standard includes Beats by Dre.
I'm just saying that. These were a gift.
Which of your boyfriends did you get that off of? Exactly. You just beat me to it.
It's not a boyfriend. That's nasty.
It's just a friend.
Oh, my God.
Does he know that he's just a friend?
Yes, of course.
Or did you make things confusing by giving him a foot job?
That would be confusing.
It would.
Oh. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh.
Much to my chagrin.
Oh, now it sounds way different. I got to turn this up now. Ooh, it's clearer, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is my voice bassier?
It's very good.
Do I still sound like a castrati?
I don't
castrato?
Oh, my. Anyway.
Yeah, I had a couple with the boys. We were playing Xbox earlier today.
Yeah. What did you play on Xbox?
We tried to play.
The listeners don't care, but I'm just
trying. Oh, they do.
No, they don't.
You're one of the few people that doesn't play Xbox. Well, you and all of my friends.
I have a friend of mine. He's sick, and he just.
Like sick?
Yeah. I mean, he's got.
Like they would turn San Francisco into Gotham City for a day sick?
Yeah, like his heart is not pumping out.
So this is the guy who needs the Terminator surgery.
Well, I mean, he could probably benefit from it. But anyhow, he's been taking it easy. I did my tooth, and on the same day, he actually went to, the day before me, he went to Cleveland to see a cardiologist, a specialist out there, the Cleveland, what you call it.
So and, I like that you're equating your toothache with him dying of
heart
failure.
Because I keep texting him every day. I'm like, hey, are you dead?
Yeah, it's not a contest, you know, both are woes.
Anyway, he said today, like, he's going stir crazy because the whole reason that he went is because his ejection fraction from his heart, the amount of blood that's pumping out, is very low. So he's been getting lightheaded and he can't really get around.
Can't
to
get a rod.
Or that.
He can't get a rod, Kenny.
I think probably if he was going to use, that would be you too. I mean, if you just had one last, we wouldn't say your rod didn't work. I mean, your rod's always going to work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would faint before you'd say, did you say my dick doesn't work?
I
hold
would,
on. And then you pass out.
I would work it like a marionette's puppet. I would just put a damn coat hanger up there, up through the sack, and just wiggle it around. Look, it moves now. Did you want it over here or did you want it over here?
Oh, goodness. It'd be like, Dad, we can see it through your robe, okay? Yeah. We see the ropes and pulleys.
I would just impale my
Mom
tape.
Doesn't think it's funny.
I would jack graphite.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Poor
Anyhow,
guy.
He picked up, he said yesterday, he said, I haven't bought video games or whatever in forever, but he went and picked up Call of Duty. A hockey game and something else. I don't know. Call of Duty. I think Call of Duty is popular, isn't it? I mean, that's
Call
a big
of Duty's
one.
Huge. Yeah. As a guy who got into Xbox late, and I buy them. This is my secret, by the way. Don't think I'm like some spoiled little brat.
Yeah.
Who? First of all, it's sad that I refer to myself as that because I'm a 32-year-old man. If I had an income, I could buy whatever I wanted.
But
I always buy my video game stuff late to the party and off of Craigslist because that way. It cost me literally nothing. Like, I buy stuff, I keep the games I want, I sell it for more than I paid.
Yeah.
And I just have this huge stack of crap I play. Yeah. The Call of Duties and the Battlefields, but really the Call of Duties, they're hot for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then the next one's out, and the one before is worth $5. Like, I can't sell them to GameStop if I had a shotgun under my arm. So I think Ghosts is the hot one right now.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Call of Duty Ghosts. There's all kinds of Call of Duties. There's Call of Duty Modern Warfare. There's Call of Duty Black Ops. There's Call of Duty Ghosts. I
watched someone play
which.
Assassin's Creed. And that actually
I have
was
some
pretty,
of them. I haven't played them yet.
But they're actually, with the graphics and everything, it is pretty cool. You know, how you interact with the other players. It's been a long time. I mean, we were just talking the other day about...
We've come a long way from Mario.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was talking about Burger Time. Like, that was one of the ones that I actually enjoyed playing. But, I mean... Now that's you might as well call it Pong. Like, I mean,
well,
it's so far
because it has 16 colors instead of one. Yeah, it's
I mean, it was
it's a little far behind, man.
Yeah, but if I play a game now, I'll play Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Centipede. Those are like the games, they're girly games, you know, those are the ones I play. So if I go to Dave and Buster's,
these are popular in the home.
No. I actually do have the pant. You have
the old people after they're done giving each other gonorrhea at age 80, they plug in their 2600 and they play these games.
No, I have one of those ones that you have too, and it has the old joystick controller, and it actually looks like a little miniature video game. It was like $10 or something.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're like systems that have video games stored on them.
Right, it's all
and you plug it
into
your TV,
and it just plays one game or whatever.
They made one for Genesis, and it was like $50, I think, for like 80 Genesis games with two Genesis controllers.
Yeah, my cousin had one, and I actually like there was a Sega Genesis. It was a motorcycle game that he had on that I like to play. So, and actually, I like the car games.
Road Rash.
I don't know if it was Road Rash. I don't know.
Pole
I know
position.
Pole positions with the car.
That's
I don't
racing.
Know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually do like the racing games. I'm actually good at those too. But anything with shooting or whatever, like at Dave and Buster's, I try to do the shooting games and they're like, you reload your weapon. You're too slow. And I'm just like,
I got some shooting games if you want to play sometime.
I'm not good.
My huge batch of games, I got something called Left 4 Dead.
But don't you need a gun thing?
Nah, you just use the control pad. We're adults here.
Yeah, but don't they make the guns? Don't they? I think they actually have like rifles.
I guess.
Don't they? Like,
I guess.
Wii
I have
rifles?
Like, I have shells for the Wii that, you mash your controller into the shell and it looks like a gun.
Oh, my. That's ridiculous.
It's a hoot.
Yeah. I mean, that's like when you play like Wii Golf and all that. Do I put it in the golf thing?
No, you don't need that. Yeah. But
I mean, if I was five.
The gun's fun, damn it.
Is it?
I don't know. Patronize me.
I don't do any of the zombie things. I did used to like Crazy Taxi. That was fun. And you could play that. I just played these at the arcade.
I never understood how to play Crazy Taxi for a damn. I had it on Dreamcast.
Yeah.
and I would just run around for 5 minutes while like Offspring or Bad Religion was playing, and I'd run people over. And then I'd be like, you lose. Yeah. And I'd restart.
My friend actually got into the one where you're like, it's kind of like a Sim City or whatever, but it was one of the first games. And now there's a million of them. I can't even think of the name of that game, but you were kind of like a drug lord and you had to go all over different cities. There was like this one of Miami and this one of whatever.
But Grand Theft Auto?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yep. Yep. Good, man. You're good at this. It's like your brother with music. I'll say, do you know that song with the dit, dit, dit? And he'll be go, oh,
yeah,
I think that
dit,
was
dit by the Dit Dit Twins.
I mean, he's like Rain Man on that stuff. I was like, seriously? I'll be like, I heard this song and the guitar riff went like this. Wing, wing, wing. And he'll be like, was it this or this? I'll be like, man, you're good. He's like a savant, like with that kind of stuff. It's amazing.
We were trying to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is one of these games where you control a bunch of comic book characters.
Yeah, but is
it
new?
Just run around and fight. Eh, it's like 6 years old or something like that.
Okay,
but it's like everything Xbox is new to me. I really got into the system 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not user friendly. Like you die, you lose like 40 minutes of gameplay.
Oh,
and
really?
And we're half assing it because we're eating and drinking it the whole time. So then we try to play Diablo.
I think I've heard of that.
Diablo looks fun. Problem with that, everyone needs an Xbox Live login ID to play, and these guys don't play Xbox. So it's not like the old games where it's just like start, play, and everyone launches in.
Yeah.
Literally, I can log in because I've gone through the rigmarole.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. Lollapalooza.
Rigmarole.
Yeah, okay, I was getting it. It's just one of those words that makes you feel drunk, even if you're not.
That's like when I said hoax and I meant hex.
Hex.
And neither one of us could come up with it. I'm like,
nice.
I was so close, and I was like, it's like magic. And neither one of us. You're going, potato! We were just so far off.
And everyone wants to riot. And blame me because they're like, boo, I just want to play the game. And I sympathize with them. Xbox really demands a lot out of people now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has to be signed in to have their data saved. Yeah. You can't just put it on the hard drive. And then the new one, the Xbox One, that one like comes with the Kinect not built in, but it's like always part of the unit.
Yeah.
So the entire time there's like a camera and microphone on you.
Yeah.
When you're, it's very sinister. You can't just plug in anymore. These systems demand more and more of you.
I don't even know anything about it.
I'm not big on that.
I mean, sometimes I'll watch people play video games. I've watched you play video games.
They've become captivating to watch.
I mean, now with the graphics and stuff, you play a lot of actual older games, so they're funny in a different kind of way. You know, that kitschy kind of, and you're like, what did they say? Or that's so bizarre, or did you just go through that wall? I thought you were supposed to be shooting or whatever. Yeah, so. Some of the other ones, it's like real life, like that Assassin's Creed I was watching. And they were like pickpocketing people, and then the people are saying things, and it's very interactive.
I'm not too much of a graphics queen.
Yeah.
I'll play a lot of cruddy games if they're fun to play.
Right, but I'm saying if you're watching them, I mean, it's kind of
amazing.
I'm sorry
to let you down. I got you.
I mean, to see things flying or whatever, and you think, wow, that really does look like it's flying.
It's not really flying, though.
Yeah, I know. And Santa's not real, you know.
Wow. Wow. Didn't need that.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the After Thanksgiving show, by the way.
Yeah.
So you go first or I go first? How did you spend it?
I spent it I spent the day. I made some juice and that's about it, really. I did see.
Are you trying to really bring this show to
but
a crashing halt?
I mean, I had oral surgery on Tuesday.
So that's why you're a little mushmouthed, low energy, bad to the show, period.
Actually, my energy is actually not too bad, considering, you know what I mean? It is in the afternoon.
You showed
and
me
I
your crater.
Yeah, and it's disgusting. I mean, it's just
it looks like three teeth are missing.
I know. And, you know, here's the thing. I went to the dentist. And I had to go see my dentist referred this person because it's oral surgery, whatever. That's not his thing. Well, I show up and it's this chick there. Okay, that's fine. I'm a woman.
Strike one.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I made jokes all the time about my cokehead dentist, like how he's a cokehead and, you know, that probably wasn't wise and all this. I didn't
find out.
It's not
really a joke. It's just stating what he is.
Right. But I mean, I found out afterwards there was nurses who had like affairs with him, and they say, oh, yeah, like he's this major cokehead and, you know, he's, you know.
Can we trust them, though?
I think.
Can we trust him? It sounds like he pumped and dumped him.
Here's the thing. Like this chick and me still being uncomfortable, the cokehead removed 7 of my teeth. He removed 3 wisdom teeth.
How many do you have left?
2.
Yeah.
No, 37. I mean, I have a lot of teeth, so. But I had 3 wisdom teeth pulled, and then for the orthodontics, I had 4 teeth pulled. When I had my wisdom teeth done, I had them all done at once.
What do you have left, really?
I do. I have.
Do you just have the front ones? No. Is it like a horse? Like if I pull the gums back, there'll just be nothingness? You just got the choppers up front?
No, you have 4 molars and then the other teeth up in the front.
Which is your good side? What's the chewy side?
This side, my left side.
Left side you can chew on.
Yeah, this side definitely not. But like the recoup time and everything and the holes left when I had 4 teeth right in the front removed is nothing like this. And I thought, you know, it's a shame that it takes a woman to make me appreciate my cokehead dentist. Like, as much as I ragged on him, it's like, you know what? He could do
so
it.
So what you're saying is the bottom of the barrel in terms of male dentists, still better than any woman.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying, now I want to call him
she
up
said
and,
it, not
and
me.
Dare him to do it blindfolded, hopped up on coke, and he gets a t-shirt that says I'm still 80% more efficient than that chick.
Than a girl.
And I am a woman, but man, my mouth does not feel good. And I had this surgery on Tuesday and the crater is just huge. Like, I don't know what she did.
See, this is why I didn't invite you over. My mom was like, does Allison have any place to go?
Yeah.
And I know that's a trap, by the way, because you know how my mom's wired.
Yeah.
She wants to be altruistic.
But she likes her boys to herself.
You came over.
Yeah.
She would be like, how long is she going to be here?
Exactly. Yeah. No,
how
I know.
Much of our gravy is she going to consume?
But she wants to. And then when I don't, then she's like sad that I didn't.
No.
She's like, is it something I said?
Yeah. She wants to be martyred
like
all
my,
the way around.
Yeah.
That's it.
Did you not like my new robe? Like, Maria, seriously? Your new robe? Oh, my goodness.
She just, and I'm not saying she's alone in this.
No, I mean, I had invitations.
People are this way.
Several friends had invited me to go and do something. But the thing is.
Oh, bully for you.
No, I just didn't because, I mean, my mouth was disgusting. So, and right now, even though I brush often and I'm just having juice, my mouth tastes like a dirty diaper smells. So it is so bad. So really, I'm bringing the sexy every show between the cashew oil and this rotten crater in my mouth. Yeah,
apparently. People liked you.
Yeah,
sharing pooping out raw oil.
Well, I want you to do it. So can you do it and see if it happens? I mean, just do
it
for the sake of the show.
I wish you'd issued the stuffing challenge because I would have won that one.
Your mom said it was just, it had a wow factor. And a lot of people who have done it, I've never tried it, I don't believe.
I read about oyster stuffing over a year ago. And I was like, one of these days, one of these days, Mom, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to make it. And
what recipe did you choose? Like, how did you select it?
We kind of just Googled it.
Yeah. But I mean, did you Google several and one seemed better than the others or
one
was more
didn't require bacon?
Yeah.
So we did the one without bacon.
Well, that would have been fine for me. I don't like bacon, so.
I'm with you on that. First of all, I'm not really dining on swine right now, period. But I find bacon horribly overrated.
Yeah. Now, did your mom do a turkey or no?
She did a turkey, yes.
She did a turkey, but you got
delicious.
The sides out other than the stuffing? So you did the turkey and the stuffing, and then you got sides elsewhere.
No, we got mashed potatoes elsewhere. That's about it.
Oh. And what about like cranberry sauce or pie and all that? You got that somewhere else?
Well, there's like frozen pies that are cooked.
Yeah.
So I guess that is kind of from outside. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's
she does a lot. There's a lot of work done other than the oyster stuffing, which I baked all the cornbread for.
Yeah.
And then I cubed that up and baked it. And I made croutons really by hand.
Yeah. Actually, you know.
We kind of take for granted how hard it is to make a crouton, but it's a pain in the damn
actually,
balls.
It isn't. But when you're doing it from scratch like that, I mean, that's different. I watched a program yesterday where they did these apple pie milkshakes, but they actually start by baking the pie crust. cutting up the apples and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to make an apple pie milkshake, if you buy a
pie.
You know
how I would make that?
Yeah.
I would go to the McDonald's drive-thru and I'd take a spoon and I'd buy those two ingredients and mash them together and viola.
You know, one time I worked with this woman, I was talking about this nurse today, and this nurse was very bizarre. One, she kind of wore like a headdress, but people didn't like her because she was black, which was
wrong. Really?
No, Jesus. I'm not even joking. Like, it was very bad, and I felt bad for her because she just...
Do you know how far, like, how quickly you had to clock me with that for me to be like, whoa now, Tiger.
But I'm serious. Like, in this day and age, like, that is seems so, like...
Oh, this wasn't from, like, 1984?
No. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. But then it turned out that it was tough to fight on her side because she was like not a good nurse. And one of the things that she said,
isn't it fun when that lines up?
Yeah.
My mom had that happen when my dad was in the hospital dying.
Yeah.
We had like a black dude nurse.
Yeah.
And the guy sucked.
Oh, really?
And she was like, I don't want him here. everyone wants to get indignant and be like, is it because he's black?
Yeah.
Is that how you're?
Well, we talked about that before. It's kind of like that Mr. Show thing where the guy, he was the only one in the band. Everyone had a disability, was missing an arm, missing a leg, or in a wheelchair or whatever. And he was pretending that he didn't have an arm or didn't have arms. And he was the drummer. And they were like, hey, you're out of the band. And he's like, hey, is it because I'm not really disabled? He goes, well, I mean, in addition to, plus, also, you know, and they went into something, but you're also a crappy drummer. Like, even with your arms, you're not good. So, I mean, and that's kind of like with this black woman. But she actually said to take someone's pulse. And she said she didn't have to take their pulse. She didn't have to tap
his pulse. And you saw her put Vaseline on her finger.
No, but she just said she could sense
Hold
it.
Hold still.
She said she could sense it.
Really?
So she didn't need a stethoscope. She didn't need to palpate.
Sense it. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And her documentation was not good. And so she had these kind of quirky, weirdo methods. And, you know, I kind of took up for her in a sense because I didn't like that she was...
Because you're a dunce?
No, I mean, if you want to... And they wound up firing her, but they fired her not for saying she could sense someone's pulse or
because
all these...
Because she was black.
But pretty much in a sense, that's kind of how she got canned. And I thought, how can
but
you...
But you're saying in this situation that was a good thing.
Kind of. Like, it's so weird. But yeah, it was tough because I took up for her because of the discrimination problems. But then she was an idiot on top of that. But she was the first one that got me to try tofu. She actually came to my house. We had a big storm and I lived closer than she did. And she stayed the night at my house. But everyone was like, she's got a few screws loose, her with a little turban.
Was she just dumb or what?
She was just quirky, you know?
Yeah, but that's like reckless.
Yeah.
Like that's... You taking your car into the mechanic and you're like, my brakes are about to go and I live on this mountaintop. So that's a real issue.
Yeah.
And then you leave and he does like a Fonz tap on the side of it. He's like, good to go. And then you die. See, there's quirky and then there's horribly reckless.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She was kind of like, you know, like Phoebe from Friends where you're like, oh, isn't that.
Oh, so I hated her and she's the only one I didn't want to do.
Right.
Okay.
So you're just like, oh, but yeah, she made some big mistakes. You're like, wow, that doesn't go in there. Or you're going to electrocute us or whatever. But yeah, this nurse was crazy. But going back to the pie thing, this is what made me think of her, is she requested, McDonald's was right across the street from where we used to work. So frequently for our patients or whatever, they'd say, hey, does anybody want anything? And someone would make a run to McDonald's for coffee or whatever. And she said, yeah, I want one of their sundaes. But tell them to put it on the pie because I want pie a la mode. And everyone just busted her chops. Like, this is ridiculous. And where do you think you are? This is not the Ritz. This is McDonald's. But having them put, you know what I mean? Just taking the pie out of the sleeve and putting some ice cream and caramel on it. To me, that's not such a big, you know what I mean? You're paying for a service. It's McDonald's.
It's all crap thrown together. It's the same thing. Like, if you have a burger and you put fries on it, would they freak out at that too?
No, but she wanted them to do it. Like, put it, like, hey, I want my pie a la mode.
Oh, yeah.
So,
apologies.
Like, yeah, so put it in whatever.
I thought you meant, like, she described this and the coworkers lost it making fun of her.
No.
You're saying she's such a piece of crap. She wanted McDonald's to do it for her.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, it's not so bad.
No,
that's
no,
like
no
if
that
you,
is.
If you
I
wanted...
take it all back. It's all bad.
That's like if you wanted a fish cheeseburger and you wanted your filet of fish.
I've seen it done. It's so gross.
Oh, I've never seen it. I just make that up.
Oh, really? No.
Never.
Rich will like get chicken sandwiches with double cheeseburgers. And he'll throw them together. I want to vomit seeing it. I mean, just the smell is disgusting.
I mean, sometimes there
are these
odd combinations that really do go surprisingly well. And I've been watching yesterday. I think, you know, it's both times that I, when I had four teeth pulled and.
Again, how many remain? Like, how many different scenarios have you had?
64.
Yeah, seven yanked, four.
But my mom was with me and she kept saying, and she had had oral surgery at the same time. So we were kind of, you know, in the same boat. And I was just watching the Food Network. My mom's like, are you sure you want to watch this when you can't eat any of this food? And I said, I actually enjoy it. I don't feel like, in a sense, I don't feel like I'm missing out when I'm watching all this stuff. So yesterday I did a marathon of Triple D, some diners, drive-ins, and dives. And I just watched them make all this food. But some of these things are really quite complex for these restaurants where they put, you know, they're making a barbecue sauce, but there's like 36 ingredients. But some of them are kind of surprising. But when you put them all together, it just adds a hint of something. But I don't think I want
a chicken cheeseburger,
whatever. Yeah.
Ice cream barbecue sauce.
My mom always said.
It wasn't a good punchline.
My mom actually worked in a deli for a while, and she said you could always tell a lot about someone's personality by what and
by the way they punch their dog.
Right. And anyhow, she said by the way they placed their order and what they ordered. And she said there was this guy who would always come and he'd be like, I want a pound and a half of head cheese. And my mom'd be like this guy doesn't have any
friends. This guy's a party.
He lives by himself.
Yeah, it's head cheese.
You don't sit on his furniture. Like, this is just not a normal person.
Unless you're from the Ozarks, that's not acceptable dining.
So I did actually watch them make head cheese yesterday on Triple D.
I can kind of explain what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
This is for the listener.
I mean, I knew what it was already.
This is not me joking.
Right.
Head cheese is, and I could be wrong, this might be more scrapple. You take the skull.
Yes.
And you scrape like all the spare meat off the skull.
Correct.
That's your head cheese.
Correct.
Nothing else. That's just that, right?
So what they do is they just take a head of a pig.
Okay. It's pig.
Right. And they just put it in a stock pot. I think they put it in maybe a brine or something at first. And then they just boil it till it starts becoming tender, quote unquote tender. And then they just take tongs up and they just pull this pig head out. And then they just start chopping up the quote unquote meat. And he was saying things like, oh, we.
So it's like it's cheeks and snout.
It is cheeks. It's cheeks and snout. And he was like, what are you going to do with these big pieces? And actually, the cheeks do make up like cubes. So they look like cubes of ham or whatever. But like the ears, they were kind of like in little like Julianne's like little slices or whatever. And they just put in. Anyhow, they just take all of these parts. They put it in this silver pan, like a silver loaf pan, but a little bit bigger. And then what they do is all that cooking stuff, like all the fat and stuff that was in there.
It was dumped in to like render it almost.
And they dump it in and then it freezes like meat pig head jello. And then they flip it over.
Oh, like eel pie.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And then they flip it over and then they slice it. But what he did with this head cheese, I wouldn't have used head cheese.
I'm going to get sick.
But he used like this polenta round. He made these little rounds out of polenta. But there was
what
like.
What is polenta?
It's like a, like I think like a pasta or a grain or kind of
like a cornbread thing.
Yeah, I've seen it. And, but he made these little rounds out of it. And then he put a tiny square of the head cheese. And then avocado went on, then red onion. Then, you know, it was just like, there was like eight things on this, whatever. But without the head cheese, if he'd used something else, like a shrimp or a scallop or, you know, ham, just a ham.
No, it's like describing a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
And the eighth ingredient is like toenail clipping. You're like, up until then, you had me.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, is this razor trimmings? Like, I'm good. Like, I could do without that. But you boiled it. It was tender. Those toenails were just. Superb.
Oh, man.
There was another woman, and she wanted to insist that muskrat be kept on their menu because it was just, they were in muskrat country, and It's just disgusting. I mean, it just looks like a big rat, really. Like, it's gross. Anyway. But, like, when you do that thing, like muskrat and squirrel and all that.
Have you ever had that, by the way? Like, squirrel?
No.
Do they eat beaver and raccoon, or is that gross? Does that cross the line?
I mean, I don't want to eat.
For real.
Huh?
I know squirrel is eaten for real. Like, I know friends of friends or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I know people that have eaten squirrel or they grew up on it. But the thing is, like I watched those Duck Dynasty people. They did an interview and they've got this Christmas album that they're promoting. And the one matriarch, I don't think she's the married to the oldest, whatever. But the second one there, she has a cookbook. And in there is like squirrel something. And she's like, well, you could make it and you could replace it with chicken or whatever. But that's what I'm saying.
Replace
like,
it with something good and edible.
Yeah, but squirrel meat, like there's no real like meat. Like why? Like I'm going to need, like if you're hungry, if I'm feeding you.
You're going to have to be like what, squirrel Jeffrey Dahmer to get enough of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like why wouldn't you just, like if chicken goes on sale, you know, it's $2.25 a pound, $1.99 to me. That's just, I mean, then to do all of that work for a squirrel, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Plus, I'm not really trying to eat meat anyway, so let's just throw that out there.
I forgot. I forgot, health nut.
Well, I've been pretty healthy lately, so.
Yeah, other than the huge cavity in your jawline.
I know. I mean, it's not a cavity. It's nothing now. I mean, it's just.
Well, it's a cavity in the sense of
it's what that damn
opening.
Woman dentist did.
Yeah.
It's like,
probably,
you know, next time I would request,
knee deep in
I'm
a
like,
period.
Is the Cokehead or Stevie Wonder available? Because how about Michael J. Fox? Because
yanking teeth based on emotional decisions, of course.
This chick, I just don't know. And she was just, I don't know. And then I called back. I was very nauseous. I was extremely nauseous. And so it was kind of like this vicious circle where I couldn't really take the pain medication.
Well, is it because you're leaking crap in your mouth? Like,
no,
if
I mean,
you've got,
I was
like pus and blood running
once
down.
So I went to the store. So this was done on Tuesday. And then afterwards, I went to go pick up my prescription. And I thought, wow, this Thanksgiving spirit is really just picking up. Like people were like, hey, sweetie. Hi, honey. And they were just
did you have like a paralyzed side of your face like Kramer?
And they were like, why don't you go on ahead? Can I reach that for you?
This is
a
Seinfeld episode.
I was just like, what is going on? Like, wow, everyone's so polite. Then finally someone said, oh, honey, you've got blood pouring out of your face. And there was just blood just
pouring
out. But I couldn't feel anything, you know? I was just like, oh, gosh, really?
So he looked like you burnt the meatloaf or something.
I mean, people just, hi, sweetie. Oh, do you need anything? Are you feeling all right? And I thought, how does everyone know? Like, I mean, I was a little bit swollen and I did have some bruising here under my jaw. But so anyhow, so it was like this vicious cycle. So I was nauseous and then the pain was, I was very uncomfortable, but then I was vomiting. So I didn't want to take the pain medication because I was just going to throw it up. But then without taking the pain medication, the pain is bad. Now I'm throwing up, you know, so it was this whole big thing. So the next morning I called the office and I asked to speak to the woman.
The bitch.
Which was not a good idea. So I spoke to...
Because she didn't know what she was doing.
The message person. And I said, hey, I would just like them to call me in something for nausea because I'm so sick. I've said I've already thrown up 3 times and I just can't seem to take the pain medication. Don't tell her it's because of the pain medication. I don't want her to think that that's making me sick.
Well, this is when
sick.
You want to talk right. to the chick dentist because she would have... A great recipe for ginger snaps that would calm your tummy right down.
But actually, here's how this goes. So I said, you know, I took some Motrin, but again, I'm sick. And so I just thrown up and blah, blah, blah. So I said, if she could just call me in something for nausea, that would be great. And then I think I will be fine, but I'm not able to drink or eat. It's like this whole big circle, whatever. So she says, let me call you right back. So she calls me right back and she said, I spoke to her and she said, she can't call you in anything else. Try some Motrin. And I said, are you kidding me? And she said, I explained it just as you said. And that's what she said. And
Motrin
I just
is like the pill equivalent of rubbing ice on something.
No, Motrin is very good and it is an anti-inflammatory. But I specifically said I had taken Motrin because I didn't want to waste the good stuff, you know, but I was throwing it up. Could she give me something to make me stop throwing up so I could get some food in, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, so she's like a box of rocks, and the receptionist seemed to know, or the message hygienist or dental assistant, whoever, seemed to get it. But she explained to me in kind of a way like, yeah, she's a little like, I tried to tell her and she just wouldn't do it. And I just thought, so I went to the grocery store myself, and I go to the grocery store and I'm pulling up. I'm feeling so super sick and I'm going to get ginger. So he said ginger snaps. That's what I was going to get.
I know these things.
Yeah. So it actually does settle your stomach and
ginger
it can help.
Ginger ale.
Yeah. But I just wanted pure ginger and I figured I could put it with ginger.
I have
water
a real question.
Lemon.
Awesome. What? Trying to derail your story 100%. Right. Ginger ale, does it actually calm the stomach? Because my mom would force feed me that crap. But I always figured like ginger ale is just fructose, corn syrup.
It
and,
is bad.
And flavoring.
If it has real ginger in it.
It doesn't. It's Canada Dry. Come on.
Right. Then that's not very good. But okay. You are getting fluids and whatever. But so I get there. I come out of the car and I throw up. So I just barf. In
Classy lassie.
Right. So bloody gauze, vomit, and everything. And then there's people doing their Thanksgiving shopping, just trying. But then I've also got dry heave. So I'm like walking
and just like,
and
Mommy,
heaving.
Why does that homeless woman have a car?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I kept trying to apologize, but I'm kind of laughing, but I'm super sick. It was just a bad day. Anyhow, I did get some ginger and I went home and I was like super shaky. It was a rough couple of days. So my Thanksgiving
and happy Thanksgiving.
But this oyster stuffing, you didn't go back to that. So you did do the croutons and you did all that. And your mom said it was like super fabulous.
There's like eye of newt in that thing.
Yeah.
We had to get something called celery root.
Yeah.
You ever heard of celery root?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. I had not. It's like a dirty cantaloupe.
Yes.
That I guess they chopped. Obviously, the stalks off of one end and the other, it has these three little hairs of a root.
Yeah.
But it's a big, ugly mother.
It's kind of like a great big white beet is kind of what it is.
It really looks like a cantaloupe. More, it's very cantaloupe-esque.
No, cantaloupe has bumpy green rind. Maybe more like a honeydew.
Is that the brown one?
All right. I mean, it doesn't look like a cantaloupe.
Honeydew. It looks like a honeydew. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Honeydews are kind of like
hell.
Tan.
It looks like an elephant's foot. It looks like hell, man. You chop it open.
Yeah.
You could have obviously just used celery in its place. Like, it's just a vaguely less
scented
celery.
But it was probably inexpensive, right?
No.
Oh, it wasn't.
Complete opposite. Really? It was like $6.50 for this lump of crap.
Oh, wow.
Like, what else am I going to do celery, you know?
You can make some
nothing.
Soups.
Like literally my mom's giving it to you to juice or do God knows what with, and we don't know the side effects.
Well,
you might get like Friar Tuck hair around your nipples for all we know.
So how much of it did you have to use for the stuffing?
Like less than half.
Well, that's a lot.
Not enough.
and
how
much
oysters
seasoning. Did you put in?
My mom got like 2 packs of oysters. I think she needs to return the one because they're like $10 each. You use one pack.
Yeah.
Which so she picks them out, throws them in. We end
but
up.
But were they in the plastic tub? Like in
yeah.
The, yeah.
And
yeah.
The recipe is just like use only fresh oysters. We cannot stress this enough. And then she reads that and she's like, "Well, why didn't you tell me?" Like she was buying off
but
of
actually
list
that
herself.
Is the better choice. That's the same with crab meat too. Like if you can get it in the plastic tubs by the seafood department, but you know, fresh ones could have been better.
It was easier. Hell, I don't want to shuck oysters. I don't know how to do that crap.
No, but sometimes they just have them there on the half shell and all that. Like you can just get them.
But whatever. You're supposed to not use those because you're supposed to whatever the hell the name of their juices, their essence, or their filament, whatever that crap is, that needs to be dumped into the stuffing.
Well, you get that
too.
In the plastic thing. Those there's
in
some
the plastic you do. On the half shell, I guess you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Long story short, it somehow turned out okay.
Yeah.
There was a lot of moving parts, and none of us are particularly inclined when it comes to the baking. But it turned out okay, and that was just my meal day in, day out for 2 days, and I've gained easily 5 pounds. And I am still
what was your favorite?
Very logy.
What was your favorite of the things that you had?
Oyster stuffing.
It was.
That's all I ate. I'm not kidding. I ate it day in, day out.
Yeah.
I was just shocked at the amount of butter and fatty crap that went into it.
A lot. Yeah.
Well, it's like I knew how much butter and junk went into making just the cornbread.
Yeah.
And then when you
just
baked
add,
and crumbled that, you treated that like some zero calorie default. And butter and oil were dumped on top of that. Stuffing? In terms of the carbohydrate base, yeah, right. It was just crushed up cornbread.
I gotcha.
And then you dumped, Christ almighty, the celery root, celery, onion, butter, just a bunch of unhealthy
crap. Actually, a lot of times, I mean, there are certain dishes, like the simpler it is, I mean, it's just a classic to have like a BLT or something. You don't need a lot of jazz or whatever, like, you know, a peanut butter and jelly or something. You know what I mean? There are some things that are just like a cheeseburger with bacon, you know, with the cheese, lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Whatever. Cheeseburger with cheese. What is that recipe?
But I'm saying some simple things are fine. But actually, when you start cooking and you start learning about the layers of flavor, the more things that you can add in them, when you know what you're doing, it just really just the flavor profiles kind of build on themselves. So you're talking about all these ingredients. So I'm sure it was great. You know, sometimes people can overcomplicate things, but then there are things where you talk about people using all these different spices and those kinds of things. Like I was talking about the barbecue sauce where there was like 30 things that went into this barbecue sauce, but you actually pick up all those hints and stuff. Layers.
Really? Do you pick it up really?
You can. I mean, I'm not a culinary expert, but we don't taste things like,
you could give me sweet baby Ray's or bullseye. I wouldn't know. I'd go, oh, yeah, I can really taste the sage and the baby's whisper.
You may not do that. Sugar and salt. But like, that's like when we were tasting the
baby's
barbecue
breath. There you go. Baby's whisper. Sounds like something that would turn on a very bad, evil man.
I just pictured something and you just go to the baby and you capture it in a jar.
Yeah.
How many more of these do we need to make this oyster stuffing? Sometimes it's bad. Like I got this gift as a teenager. I was always... My mom first allowed me to cook and then I started cooking all the time and I was into cooking and baking and all that. My aunt had gotten me the Joy of Cooking, but some of these things
that
sits on
the shelf in our house to this day.
It is so ridiculous. And it's kind of like, you know, I mean, you're going to make your jelly roll pan. You're going to get the Eye of Newt. You're going to get.
Make the pan. I like that.
Yeah. You're going to get.
Hammer the tin out yourself.
You're just going to. I was thinking, who has these things? You're going to get, you know, two hairs from a cuttlefish chin. And you're like, who has cuttlefish chins? I don't know. It's ridiculous. I'm like, I don't. So I didn't really use that cookbook, but apparently it's a good learning tool.
It's the classic. It's like if you're lifting, you get the new Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding by Arnold.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, you do.
Well, I don't know. I've never done that either.
Oh, really?
No, I'm more like your brother. I'll just use the machines.
Oh, okay. Teach me how it's done. Teach me how to Dougie.
I mean, anyway.
Let's wrap this one up.
Well, we're done.
We're done. We're pretty close to done.
I got you.
We could talk briefly about Black Friday. Black Thursday now. It's not even Black Friday.
No, somebody was telling me that. Like, it starts at like 6 and 7 o'clock on Thursday. The stores open up for Black Friday. Like, that's ridiculous. Somebody was trampled to death.
It's like an arms race. Because if you take the stand and say, we're only opening on Friday, then all the mouth breathers who went out Thursday, and really, if you went out on Thursday, you're a piece of human ass.
Actually, you know, one of the things that we used to do, that we did a lot, I mean, I'm not into football, so, I mean, that's not a big draw for me, but we would always go to the movies on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. Later on, you know, after Christmas, whatever. I mean, we didn't really do too big of holidays, but when I was around family and friends or whatever that did afterwards go to the movies, that was kind of a tradition. So the movies are always open. But the shopping, I never really got it. I mean, I did the Black Friday one time when I was in my early 20s.
I did it a couple times for the
hell of it. I just never got anything, really.
I bought some DVDs. It was just frustrating because all the crap you wanted was long gone.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be a mental patient to wait in line long enough to get that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, if you did get it, congrats, you're a loser.
Yeah.
I mean, but you still get pissy that it's missing. Like, my buddy Rich, he took me on Friday.
Yeah.
And we went to Target. And, like, they actually had an okay deal on iPads. I think they're $20 off, but then you would also get a $100 Target gift card, which, given Target sells food and groceries and stuff.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
That $100 isn't just like a Best Buy gift card where it's like, oh, I can buy a $20 CD. Yay. Like you could buy milk, crap you actually would pay for. Yeah.
Or clothes, so they're or all socks, gone. Or whatever.
All that's left are the crappy iPad minis with their junky little card. And it's like, I didn't want any of these items, but the instant I was told I couldn't have them, I was like, well, maybe I did want them. It left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
The Black Thursday crap, there's all kinds of YouTube videos, especially like in Walmart, just anarchy taking place.
Well, they
just
said
Google
someone
Black Thursday Walmart videos.
Yeah, they actually said a Walmart employee was just trampled to death. I saw somewhere on some.
Oh, I remember one video. A guy takes a high def and is literally throwing bows with the high def in his arms, using this thing as a weapon to get out of the crowd.
Yeah.
To buy his stinky little high def, and he can hold it in both arms. So you're talking like a 32 inch. Congrats, you're. You're maiming your fellow man for $120 TV.
But I mean, I understand there are a lot of people who don't have the means. And when there is a sale like that, whether regardless of, you know, how fabulous.
You know,
it is,
none of these people are the poor people, though. The poor people are out working their McDonald's jobs.
Yeah. I mean, my
these
mom
are guys
would say
who just
that.
Think they're like getting the they're the bargain hunters.
My mom, for years, she managed a Salvation Army thrift store. And it was one of the largest that they had had. But she said, it's funny, like the people who were poor and in need were never the ones like, you know, trying to like, you know, bargain and get the price down and coming back and the price watching or whatever. It was like the antique dealers. It was, you know what I mean? These people who really have the means and they're just stalking it out for whatever kind of antique gems they could find or whatever. I don't know. But my mom says, you know, those people were annoying. So like you're saying, maybe those people are kind of the bargain shoppers or whatever. I don't know.
It's all going down the tubes.
I don't know.
No,
but
actual
somebody
poor
said
people
my dad was
shop
saying,
on Black Friday.
He was saying that you can participate in some of the Black Friday deals online.
They're all jokes.
Yeah.
So much of it's online.
Yeah.
So much of it will just be at close to that price for the rest of the month anyhow. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all a charade.
I mean, I think there have been some deals, but the thing is, the amount of deal that you get for all that you're giving up.
You give up a whole day.
Yeah, the time with your family, staying up all night. Yeah. Some of the people that 2 years ago at work, these people stayed up all night and they were, and I get that, you know, there's certain things for their kids that they want, the Xbox or whatever the new thing is, you know, and they're half price or buy one, get one, whatever. But of all the like 10 or 12 items each of them had on their list, they each came out with like one. Or two, or none, you know? And you just wasted a whole day. Now you stayed up all night. You have kids. You have to get up, put
Here's
them to school,
secret.
And go to work.
Go to Craigslist gigs. Find anything like working as a caterer for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Take the $150 you make doing that, and voila, your Black Friday savings. Except they're guaranteed, and you don't have to work weird hours for it. Isn't life wonderful?
Yeah.
People are so stupid. They can't understand that like money's liquid. Money made here equals money saved there.
Right. I mean, but your brain works that way. Like we talked about that before. Like you don't want to go here because it's $2 in gas and then there's a 50 cent toll and there's a whatever.
It adds up.
And so you're like, hey, did I really save any money?
No,
I didn't. But then again, there is that whole going out for the experience. You know, you're going out.
It's
for
a horrible experience. You apparently get the hell beaten out of you.
Not Black Friday. I'm saying
there's
a
like
certain dinner.
BlackFridayDeathCount.com or something like that. I'm literally, let me look it up.
Yeah. But the last, like, I want to say.
Yeah, BlackFridayDeathCount.com.
Like 10 years or so, I've turned myself into, I actually like gift wrapping and I like gift giving. But
Do
I
it
like,
for me.
I actually like to give gifts whenever I think of that person. So if I think
what
of you.
What am I getting?
You know, whatever I see. I don't know.
The gift of you. The gift of you every day.
World's
for this podcast.
Most handsome radio show host t-shirt.
I like that. Subtle.
I'm just
rolls
saying.
Off
but when you think of something, like there's been times I've thought of your mom and I picked up a little something or whatever and I give it to her. But I don't wait till Christmas.
By
or
little
whatever.
Something, you mean some dog crap. And then
No, I'm okay. Nice to your mom. But if I think of her, I've thought of her or something with the photos I had done for her before. You know what I mean? Something. Then it's just when I think of it, I don't want to have to save it for Christmas, you know, or whatever. So what happens is when I've had to buy gifts for people, or there's like gifts at work or the Secret Santa or whatever, I'm like all the guys out there Christmas Eve, just, you know, scrounging for what's left. I'm like, oh, I hope she really likes this lighter from the mobile station with the American bald eagle on it.
Who wouldn't? Freedom, man. Freedom. On that note, let's punch out. Freedom from this.
All right.
You've listened to Papa's Basement. Good for you. Yeah, sense of accomplishment all around. I'm John Papageorgio. She's Allison Frank.
Yeah.
In Papa's Basement's the show's website. Go there for all the various social media links so you can stay in touch with us. The Twitter links, the Facebook links, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Please give that a like. We're so close to 500. It would really, really, really,
yeah,
really,
actually,
really
when
be
I
awesome.
Started, we were at 400.
No, we were at like 250. I think you got us like 150 likes. Or
I
something.
Mean, it was whatever it was, whatever that marker was that we were at, like the 300 or whatever. Like,
we've been stuck forever. I get
No. Like, we've moved a lot since then. So you're welcome, is what I was getting at.
Find us on iTunes as well. Look up Papa's Basement there, as well as Papa's Football Podcast, a football show that I do with my buddy Howard. Yeah. Last but not least, thespookiescomic.com, a comic I write with my friend Jerry.
Yeah. Did you do a Thanksgiving one?
Yeah, we did a couple.
I mean, I read it. It was great.
Oh, there you go. Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Ow!
Let's get ready.
Did you see that?
You're doing enough goofing. What?
Those cookies, you like that?
What cookies?
Didn't you like it?
Did I?
I don't. Yeah. Look
that,
at them.
That like was a lie. I like that. Hilarious.
I just
That's
posted
pretty
it.
Funny. This is how I fist your cunt.
We don't say that. That's for real bad. Can't you play that? Isn't that William also?
I very much doubt it.
Why?
I don't see Will doing anything.
But no, I mean on the track.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that we did, but then he just juiced it up?
I think he probably just sang it again. It's obviously, can you turn me down a bit?
Now, are we going to do this all day? I am not doing this.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's a little lower. Come on. Okay. 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 That's perfect. It's a little. Just a touch the other direction.
You must want it.
Just a little higher. Just a little higher. Just a little higher.
Yeah.
Oh, a little higher than that. A little higher than that. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. Oh, it's a little loud.
I'm going to punch you.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to leave it there, though. Okay. So let's get these levels. This is me talking, and it sounds great because it's me. Ow, really? People are going to think that was me.
That was you.
No.
Yes, it was. That's disgusting.
All right, goofy lying pants.
No, that was so cute when you said that.
On the clean episodes.
Goofy. Oh, man.
All right, let's get your level.
Did you and Howard just hoop it up the other day?
I don't
remember. For Thanksgiving? You did a Thanksgiving one?
Oh, I dissed Fios the whole time. And oh, really? I went on and on about what a rancid service Fio is. And I said,
but what good does it do
to
do it in this
Fios
form? Like, why wouldn't you hashtag. Like, yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. Why wouldn't you like hashtag it and put it out there? So
I did. It shows how closely you follow my Twitter account.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't even follow my own. I just put my poop and rotten tooth on there. And oh, I figure that's, you know what I mean? There's enough sexy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so what did you do to my thing? I can't hear properly on this.
Let me get a level.
Right here? This is it. This is about okay. all you're going to do for me. I can't even open my mouth very wide. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
There goes your social life. Mm.
Oh, the end.
You didn't like my zinger.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, let's start it.
Okay, but what are we going to talk about?
Oh, okay. making fun of Xbox, Thanksgiving, what we did for Thanksgiving, Black Friday horror stories, gender neutral pronouns at Mills College.
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone's like, I want to be addressed as Zay.
No.
Not she, Zay.
That is not even
or
real.
Or Psy, S-I-E. Maybe that's C. But I think it rhymes with pie. I want to be addressed as Psy.
Why do you have to cock your eyebrow when you say that?
That's Psy John.
You're going to hurt my face. I took a half a Percocet before we started.
I got a ton left. Do you want some more?
I really do. Do you have some? Because I only have like four left.
I take them from like everyone's dental work.
Yeah.
And I just keep them on my shelf.
Yeah. I mean, I probably could just in case. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, this is
I mean,
all
this
a joke,
is, it's
by the
still
way.
Store.
No one would ever give oh, right, anyone that's right. meds that weren't prescribed by a doctor.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
actually,
on that bookshelf right above the Xbox, uh-huh. tons of Percocets, Oxys, all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, have fun. Well, have fun, kid.
Actually, you know what? Percocet for me, it just...
Take one with a Miller High Life. watch you some HBO Go.
Yeah. Oh, but we have to bootleg it somewhere. Who can I bootleg it from? Maybe Joel. Who do you get it from?
What, HBO Go?
I mean, I have HBO, so I just need the password, I guess. Yeah.
I have it. I just watch it on my Xbox.
Yeah, I don't... I have a Wii. Can I do it there?
Aren't you going to chill at my place for a bit?
Probably. I don't know.
There.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, oh, I thought you were just
later,
generally
speaking. I don't think Wii does it. All right, let's start the show.
Okay,
let's get it done.
All right.